So hi everyone, it's Prashant again from Mauritius. Today what we're going to do is we're going to migrate a MySQL database to a SQL server. Let's begin. For this migration, we're going to be needed a software, a special software developed by Microsoft, which is called SQL Server Migration Assistant for MySQL. This can be downloaded from the link that I'm going to put in the description. This exists also for Access and a few other platforms. So the other software that we're going to be needing is SQL Server. I'm using SQL Server 2014. And you're going to have obviously your MySQL database hosted maybe on your laptop or anywhere else. So in this example, we have the world database, which has three tables in it, each having a few data in them. So let's begin. The first step is to open up SQL Server Migration Assistant and create a new project. Okay, I'm just going to call it World Migration. Hit OK. Please don't forget to select the right version when of SQL Server when you're creating the project. As you can see here, you have to select the version that you're migrating to. And then you connect to the MySQL database. So I'm just going to use a root account and so on. Localhost. Connect. Successfully connected. As you can see, you have access to all the databases that I had on my MySQL database. So I have world here, I also have world here. Next, let's connect to the SQL Server. So I'm going to be using this instance of SQL Server. Let's just connect to the master database. This is a requirement when connecting in SQL Server 2014. It won't ask you for a database to connect to. I'm just going to be using the Windows authentication for this demo. So let's hit connect. It's taking some time to connect. And then when it's connected, we're going to start migrating the databases. So now we have connected to the SQL Server instance. So the first step now is to convert the schema from MySQL to SQL Server. So let's just click Convert Schema, right click on the database that you need to connect in MySQL. This up here is for MySQL, but the bottom one is SQL Server. We hit Convert Schema. It's going to run some transactions, and you're going to find yourself with the world database at the bottom. Now, we need to do a synchronization. Synchronize with database will push the updates that we had done to the database. So as you can see, we're going to there's new database of word found in the SQL Server, and we're going to be pushing this one to the database. Hit OK. It's going to run it. Cool. Now the next step is to migrate the data. Or if you don't have any data, you just don't need to migrate it. So to migrate the data, now that you have converted the schema, you have all the tables over there and so on, you just go to migrate data. It's going to confirm you to connect again to the connection that you had earlier, MySQL, SQL Server. It started the migration. So it's going to do everything for you, no need to care for anything. So here it has completed the migration. You see for each table, world.city and so on, the success rate is 100%, so all data has been successfully migrated from the world database from MySQL to the one on SQL Server. So let's close this one. And to finish, we just synchronize the database one more time to push the data. Cool, now you're done. So here I'm already connected to the same instance that we had used earlier. As you can see, there is no MySQL, there's no world database here. Let's just hit refresh. Okay. Here. So now you can see that we have the world database over here. Right. Cool. And we have the same tables as over there as we had on the MySQL Server. And if you go and select the and see the data in the tables, you're going to have the same data as you had in your tables on MySQL. One more thing that is worth noting here is that this migration from MySQL to SQL Server is going to have one issue, is that the tables are going to have an extended property. So when the tables are going to have extended properties, what this is going to impact is if you're going to be using this database to migrate it to MySQL, to Azure. On Azure databases don't support as extended properties, or even if you're going to script the database or even extract the data type applications from this database, you won't be able to do it because it doesn't have extended it has extended properties. So what we're going to do now is to remove those extended properties to be able to migrate it to this, to say Azure. So I have a little script here, so I need to confirm my authentication. So when I'm going to run this script, let's just turn this to resource to text. So when I'm going to run this script, it's going to generate another script that is going to drop those extended properties. So here I have the results. I have already run it and I have the results here. Copy and paste it in a new query window. Unfortunately, the dataset that I have used is going to cause an error when I'm going to execute this script. So, but still it's going to work just because of the last few properties that have been added here, norm, enum, dollar, these are not going to work. So I'm just going to skip over these and just select the one I need. So country language, country and city. So I'm just going to hit and execute those. Let's just do one more check and show that we have extended properties on this table. Even on country we have it. Cool. So I'm going to select it again up to here and hit execute. Commands executed completed successfully, and just see the extended properties are here. Nope, they are not. So this little part is just to be able to migrate the databases, this SQL Server database now to Azure, and to be able to export it and so on. So that's pretty much it on migrating a MySQL Server database to SQL Server. So that's pretty much whatever you need to do. I have the same content on my blog. You can check it out if you have difficulties following these videos or you need a few more steps to show you. So that's it for me. Thank you. See you later.